Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee meeting of October 22nd, 2008. My name is Jack Van Aken. I'm the chair of the committee. Thank you for listening. Thank you for paying attention and being concerned. I note that we have quorum on this evening, and I'm going to call the roll. Nia Bediaco.
Present.
A.C. Bird. Not present. Doc Bethune. She's at an LSB meeting. Kathy Davis.
Here.
Afia Nongaza. Not here. Margaret Prescott requested an excused absence. Sarv Rundawa.
Here.
And Jack Van Aken is present. I look at our agenda, which I sent out. This meeting is called to order. Who would like to serve as timekeeper?
I will.
Nia? Okay, great. Nia serves as timekeeper. Sarv, you had a comment?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the agenda.
Okay. The agenda for open session, we have the ED job description, 70 minutes, and then schedule next meeting, including proposed special meeting on building access policy, which would be the Nadra Foster incident issues surrounding that. And then we go to executive session, which would be an update on the CFO evaluation. Is there any amendments to the agenda? There's a motion to approve. Okay. Is there any objection to approving the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. With the email titled PNB Personnel Committee Agenda and Access Codes, I sent out the current status of the ED job description, which is amended, completed up until the work that we, where we left it off, which takes it up to item 12 we start. There was one, does everybody have that document? Is everyone by a computer?
The one I received today.
Yeah, it says ED job desk rev 1 doc. ED.
Rev 1. Okay, I have rev 1.
Okay. And there was an item tabled from the last meeting because this number 5, appointing and facilitating the work of a national election supervisor in each year when elections for delegates are held, there was a concern that the election committee was taking something up with that item, and I promised to speak to the chair of the election committee, and I talked to Bob Lederer on Friday, and actually, in point of fact, they are not currently taking that matter up. It seems as though it was because there had been a proposed bylaws amendment around the issue of the status of the election supervisor, and that was sort of seemed like it was being referred to the election committee, but they're not really moving on it. So I think we can revisit number 5, given that there's not some issue pending with the elections committee. So if there's no objection, we could take number 5 right now. Appointing and facilitating the work of a national election supervisor in each year when elections for delegates are held. Is there any comment on this?
I have to look at the bylaws. Mr. Sherman.
Yeah.
I have to take a look at the bylaws. Maybe you can read in there, see what the bylaws say. Is this from the bylaws, number 5?
Yeah, well, I know that the ED appoints the election supervisor. I can try to find it here, look it up online. Oh, hi, Doc. Okay, it's very hard to hear you, Doc.
Right, I was just saying that I was here. I couldn't get my mute off.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
great. Let's see here. Election supervisors. The executive director shall appoint a national election supervisor. This is from Article 4, Section 4. And it goes on to describe the duties of the election supervisor. So that conforms with the bylaws.
Well, then we could just appointing and facilitating the work of a national election supervisor in each year when elections for delegates are held.
Yes.
Well, then if that conforms the bylaws, I mean, I don't have any problem leaving it and wait till somebody else, you know, comes otherwise.
Okay. If there's any further comment on number five? Okay, I'd entertain a motion to approve number five.
I move to approve number five, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, great. Okay, is there any objection to number five as written? Okay, hearing none, that's approved. Now we move down to number 12. Skipping ahead to where we left off. Communications. Conforming to the communication policies established by the board, including accurate reports and providing appropriate information for directors upon request. Any comment on number 12?
No. Go ahead. Mr.
Who is
Chairman,
that?
It's Sarv.
Okay, Sarv, go ahead.
I have no problem in writing there, including accurate reports and providing appropriate information. You know, by law, the CFO and all the, even including the directors, by law, they're supposed to provide us with accurate information. But it doesn't hurt to put it down here. I mean, so I'm okay with it. But other than that, it looks okay to me.
Okay. Did I hear somebody wanting to speak? Was that Nia?
I was going to move to approve.
Okay. There's no further comment. Is there any objection to approving number 12? Okay, hearing none, number 12 is approved. Number 13 of communications, supporting the PNB in fulfilling its governance role through regular communication with the board and its officers. Anyone have a comment?
This is our, Mr. Chairman, I have no problem with that.
No problem. Anyone else?
Move to approve.
Okay. There's no further comment on number 13. Here, there's no objection. We'll approve number 13. Hearing none, number 13 is approved. We go on to human resources. 14, ensuring that stations and the network are managed according to state, FCC, and CPB requirements, including state and federal labor and employment regulations, and that any grievances are addressed and resolved in a fair and timely manner. Anyone have a comment on number 14?
Seems well written to me. It's hard.
Okay. All right. You're moving to approve it?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Any comment? All right. There's a motion to approve. If there's no objection, and hearing none, the number 14 is approved. Number 15, we have a decision on whether to include or omit altogether, so we'll just read it and see what we think. 15, participate in union collective bargaining agreement negotiations. Partner with human resources to respond to union requests.
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
Oh, I think it has to stay, because that's what the CFO does now.
The CFO?
Yeah.
This is the ED's job description.
Well, they both do it from my understanding.
This is Kathy. I'd like to be on the staff.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you were clear that...
I use the wrong position. They both, as far as I know, they both...
They're both pretty good.
That's my understanding as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're through, Kathy.
Yes, I'm through.
Okay,
thank you.
Kathy, go ahead.
Actually, I think it's been more the tradition that the GMs negotiate the collective bargaining agreement. And I think what happened in New York was that we didn't have a permanent GM. We had interim GMs. And in those instances, there was more involvement from the national office. So I don't really think that it is, that this might actually be a new policy, from what I understand.
This is Nia.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
From what I know and listened to the prior personnel committee meeting of the PNB, this is just a normal process that's, you know, going on. And I mean, Arv has been around longer than I have been.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, Arv could corroborate or.
Well, usually, you know, in addition to the GMs, so the CFO and the ED are usually involved in it.
Yeah.
Because the ultimate responsibility for the network administration lies with the ED and the CFO and, you know, and the, everybody else.
Right.
So I think the ultimate responsibility. So it doesn't hurt to leave it in here. But I think we ought to put something in here so that it does not become as if ED is the only exclusive party participating in these negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
So, participate in the union collective bargaining agreement negotiations in collaboration with the CFO and the general managers.
General managers.
That's good.
As appropriate. As applicable or something.
Yeah.
Okay. In collaboration with general managers and CFO as appropriate.
Yeah.
Kathy, does that allay your concern about this?
It does.
And then partner with human resources to respond to the union request.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anyone have any concern about that?
I think that should also have general manager.
I agree.
Okay. Partner with human resources. We just repeat the same wording. It's going to get a little wordy, but
Mr. Sherman.
Yes, Sarv.
Maybe the first item that I suggested there, along with the collaboration with CFO and the general managers.
Yeah.
And the human resource too. We can put that in there too, and that would take care of it.
In collaboration with GMs and CFO and human resources, as appropriate.
Yeah.
And then skip the sentence two.
Yeah. Enter into an agreement. Bargaining agreement negotiations, and respond to the union request as appropriate.
And respond to
the union request as appropriate.
Okay, so participate in union collective bargaining agreement negotiations, and respond to union requests in collaboration with. Is that how you're saying?
Yeah.
Put it?
Yeah.
Okay, and.
Mr. Chairman, okay, Sarv.
Yeah.
The reason I'm saying that is that I don't want them to put them into a box, because there might be different kind of situations they might have to respond differently.
Yeah.
So I want to give them a flexibility to be able to, as appropriate, to deal with the situation that comes along.
Yeah, let me just make sure I have the wording straight so I don't forget. Participate in union collective bargaining agreement negotiations and respond to union requests in collaboration with the GMs, CFO, and human resources as appropriate.
Yep.
Okay. Are we happy with that wording now?
Yep. Move to approve.
Okay. There's no further discussion. Is there any objection to the new wording for number 15? Okay, number 15, as amended, is approved. 16, Supervising Implementation of Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA compliance. Any comment here?
Mr. Chairman, we can leave it in, but it's there's a whole slew of other things, too. The ED is responsible for everything anyway, including the ADA. And that ADA we stated that all the regulations, the ED would have to respond to. Yeah. So we can leave it in, but I mean, it's duplication of.
You think it replicates? It's already covered in number 14, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think.
State and federal labor and employment regulations.
Right.
Well.
Okay, we can leave it out. We
sure.
can leave it as a standalone. That's okay, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not. It doesn't hurt to leave it in.
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
It's not. I'm not sure it's quite a labor or an employment regulation. It's really about public access.
Okay. You know, there's safety regulations and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But we can leave it in. That's fine. I have no problem.
Yeah. I would argue for leaving it in. Any other
okay.
comments? 16. Okay. Is there a motion to approve 16 then?
I move to approve it.
Thank you, Sarv. There's no further comment. Is there any objection? 16. Hearing none. Number 16 is approved. Okay.
Chair,
Nia?
I have a comment, Sarv.
Yeah.
I like that phone you're talking on. You're nice and loud. I use that phone all the time.
Yeah, Sarv. That's right.
We can hear you loud and clear. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That was divergentary.
Very true. Okay. Number 17, encouraging equal opportunity and diversity in staffing, management, and programming at stations, the Pacifica National Archives, and in the National Office.
Sounds good.
Happy with 17.
No.
Yeah. That's fine.
Move to approve.
Move to approve. Any objection? Okay, hearing none, 17 is approved. Now, for finances, I still have this note from the last meeting, fundraising. Did we cover that? I think fundraising comes up somewhere.
We'll go to finances now, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, finances.
Okay.
Number 18.
Okay.
Working with the Chief Financial Officer, overseeing the Foundation's budget, and providing for fiscal integrity of the Foundation within the approved limits of the PNB.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Any comment?
No, sounds good.
I like that sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. The motion
move to approve
18?
I move to approve it.
Okay, fine. Number 18 is approved.
Robert's just showing up on his new phone.
Okay. I got a new phone, too. My phone was so old, the buttons wouldn't work. 19. Developing fiscally sound budgets in coordination with the CFO, general managers, and the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. Any comment on 19?
Well.
Kind of hard to argue with. Both
yeah.
to approve 19?
So moved.
Yeah.
Okay. Any objection?
No.
Hearing none. 19's approved. 20, reviewing financial statements with the CFO. Any comment?
Well, you know, they regularly do it anyway, so that's fine with me. It should be done like that anyway.
Yeah, I don't see any harm in it.
No.
In other organizations, that's how it's done.
Yeah.
Okay, motion to approve 20.
No more.
Okay, any objections?
No.
Hearing none, 20 is approved. 21, monitoring and authorizing expenditures in accordance with budgets approved by the PNB, including but not limited to check authorization, reimbursements, consultant hires, and unbudgeted expense approval.
Now, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Sarv.
Yes, Sarv. Does that mean when we talk about consultant hires, does that mean all stations? Sometimes each one of these stations hire somebody to consult them on some kind of a thing. I don't know,
yeah.
maybe $5,000 or, 10 grants or $2,000 or whatever. Does that mean that they have to seek approval for every one of these items? There could be hundreds of them.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of,
I assume that most hires get approved by the ED, but maybe I'm wrong. Does anyone have knowledge, Kathy or Nia?
Yeah, on the local level.
Kathy,
The ED hires the general managers only.
Yeah.
not, they don't have, and then the general manager hires the local staff.
Right.
So, but, you know, in terms of an unauthorized expenditure.
Unbudgeted.
I think unbudgeted expenditure, which would mean, I think that would need to be monitored. I would only change monitoring and or authorizing as appropriate, maybe, expenditures in accordance. Because it may be completely appropriate for a general manager to do something.
Right.
But if there turns to be a trend,
right. Yeah.
Then the ED
yeah.
should be able to step in if it becomes a problem.
Yeah. Well, the language you suggested, Mr. Chairman, the SAR.
Yeah.
The language Kathy suggested, I think that was suffice for me.
Yeah. Let me get it here. Monitoring and or authorizing expenditures as appropriate.
Yeah.
Appropriate. Okay, so number 21, there's no objection to the amendment. Monitoring and or authorizing expenditures as appropriate in accordance with budgets approved by the PNB, including but not limited to check authorization, reimbursements, consultant hires, and unbudgeted expense approval. Any further discussion of 21?
No, I move to approve it.
Okay, sir. Any objection? Okay, hearing none, 21 is approved. Number 22, acknowledging all contributions and other support in a timely manner.
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
What does that really mean? I mean, I know intellectually I could, you know, tell what it, but what does that really mean in real life?
I would imagine it would allude to major donor contributions. Otherwise, the ED would be pretty busy with this.
Yep.
If it says all contributions. Yeah,
exactly. All contributions.
The language is a little... Yeah, the language is a little problematic. What about acknowledging donor contributions and other support in a timely manner?
Major donor?
That's a major donor.
Major donor?
Yeah, and that would do it.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people, you know, like myself, you know, nickel and dime guys, we we contribute too, but
yeah. Okay.
You know, I don't want them to be acknowledging me all the time or anybody else.
Yeah. We usually get letters from the GM or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Not from the ED.
Right.
Now, I know they do their own mail drops, so they may get, but that would be... This wouldn't preclude any kind of a thank you letter to the national office. So now number 22 reads, acknowledging major donor contributions and other support in a timely manner.
I move to approve it.
Okay.
You're right.
Any objection? Hearing none, number 22 is approved. 23, bringing contracts to the coordinating committee and PNB for approval based on current policies.
Oh, where is that? I don't see it here.
23.
Oh, okay. That's under.
Yeah, this is actually. I'm surprised that you know this is this. There is a contract policy, which directs the ED to bring contracts to the coordinating committee, but it has never been implemented. And I've never found that there's any will to start implementing it.
Mr. Chairman, the SAR.
SAR.
I think that the coordinating policy that pertains to this item here, that had some kind of a limit, money limit on it.
Yes.
And I don't remember now exactly how much that was. If it was above that, then it went to the coordinating committee.
Right.
If it was below that, then it didn't have to come there. So maybe we have to revisit that and take a look at that policy and see if that had merit and is that still applicable part of it. And if it's not, then we could have to rescind that policy if it was adopted by the board. And
this is Kathy. I'm sorry.
And so, yeah. You know, I would say, you know, right now, I'd hate to do either way because, you know, once we adopt a policy by the board, unless that policy is rescinded somehow, it still continues to be in effect. And
right.
I want to make sure that it doesn't do any harm.
Yes.
So I would say kind of hold up. That's my position anyway.
Okay, I'm going to call on Kathy just for your information.
Sure.
I do have the policy right here. It's a bit lengthy, but Kathy, go ahead.
For me, this statement seems very vague because does that mean that any time we have a contract with for a photocopier, it would have to come to the coordinating committee? I mean, I think that there should be some definition of what this means.
Okay. I can read you which contracts mm-hmm. are covered by the current policy. One, standard employment contracts. Two, insurance contracts. Three, contracts addressing intellectual property and or distribution rights of programming produced by Pacifica or using Pacifica's facilities or to be aired or distributed by Pacifica. Four, standard affiliate contracts. And five, contracts with aggregate annual amounts over $30,000. But anyway...
About, given, Mr. Chairman?
Can I call on Nia first, Sarp?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Nia.
Okay, I would say move to approve because it says based on the current policies, and if you've just read the policies, I think the question becomes where do we post that so everybody is familiar. So I'm okay with it.
Okay, Sarf.
Kathy.
Okay, and I'll get to you, Kathy, after Sarf. Sarf, go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. That's I just want to make sure that if we have some policies in effect, that we don't somehow violate it. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
And also, you know, maybe we ought to put here based on the current policies. Yeah, well, that should do it. That's right.
That doesn't. Okay, sorry, you're through.
Yeah, I'm done. Thank
Kathy,
you.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that it would make more sense to put the policy in instead of just saying based on current policies.
Yeah, as I say, that the contract policy is several paragraphs.
But Chairman?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
This Sarv?
Yes, Sarv, go ahead.
I think one of the problems would be if you put specific items in here is that this is a ED job description, and hopefully this becomes a kind of permanent document.
Yes.
And while the other specific numbers and contract policy might be changing depending
mm-hmm.
upon the PNB, then if we did that, then we had to continue to keep on revising this document as well. I think this is kind of a generic kind of a document. And here, in general terms, leaving it like that, it might be okay. So I'm just
okay.
Yeah, so it leaves us the flexibility to revise
yeah.
the policy.
Okay. This is Kathy. I have a question, if I may.
Sure, Kathy. Go ahead.
On the policy that you just read, I don't remember, does it say to bring that very same thing, bring the contract to the coordinating committee and PMB for approval?
It certainly says, let me see. The executive director, CFO, or relevant executive with responsibility for the contract will inform the PNB coordinating committee for contracts concerning national units or network-wide contracts, or the LSB for contracts concerning local stations to be signed by a local station executive of the intent to develop, establish, or enter into new contracts at least 14 days before taking action on such contracts. This notification shall be provided by email.
Okay. So it doesn't actually say for approval?
Well, it says the coordinating committee or the LSB shall have authority to request PNB review prior to execution of particular contracts if it feels that review or approval are to fulfill responsibilities defined in the bylaws necessary. So the coordinating committee may refer appropriate contracts for review to other committees of the PNB for review. The coordinating committee shall include a list of all contract notifications received and referrals in its minutes.
Okay. In that case, could we say for review and or approval? Because this suggests that everything has to be approved, but you're saying that it should be submitted, and then the committee could then say, you know, have an impact on it, but it doesn't mean that they would necessarily have to approve every contract. They would just need to review it.
I think that would be an improvement on the current language. Review and or approval. So does everyone agree? I mean, I think
that's
a good point. Yeah. Bringing contracts to the coordinating committee and PNB for review and or approval based on current policies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Okay.
And
then...
Chair?
Yes.
This is Nia.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Where did you get that from? You got it off the website or a manual or something?
The contract policy?
Yeah.
Well, it's been... It's sort of all over the place. I'm actually looking at an email that was originally sent by Greg Gouma shortly after the policy was approved. It's also, I think it's probably on one of the website, you know, policy pages.
Okay. So could I make a friendly suggestion?
Yeah.
Not that I want to give you any more work today. I know you have plenty of work.
Yeah.
Is it possible for you to find out, maybe you could put parenthetic C whatever. Maybe this way you could direct him or her to go and look there.
Yeah. You mean say to a web page?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
No, that's going to keep on changing too.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, they change. I mean.
But would it change from Pacifica.org contract section? You think? That's the most logical way to keep it.
It's a good suggestion. Let's put, yeah. Why don't we put the URL, assuming there is one.
This way, he or she will know where to go to look.
Yeah, I'll put CHTTP, you know, whatever Pacifica,
right.
And find out what it is. So I'll just put that parenthetically.
Uh-huh.
Is there any objection to adding the URL of the policy?
I don't have any problem. I just, only question I have is that, you know, every time I go to our website, I get confused.
Yeah.
I look at the whole thing and I say, oh my God, how am I going to get out of it?
Yeah.
And so I don't want to discourage somebody to go there looking at our job description and they go to our website and
website
get discouraged.
But Chair?
Yeah. Okay. Nia, go ahead.
I respectfully disagree with my comrade, Samir Sarb. At least he or she will know, look, I need to go somewhere to look, to see what is within my authority to review and or approve. And at least it will, if the person can't find it, then they'll ask somebody, well, this is not there, and I need to know.
Yeah. I think it's good to.
Okay, I agree with Nia.
Yeah,
Mr. Chairman.
We can manage. If I have to, I'll put it on another website where it's easy to get.
Okay, that's good.
So 23 now reads: bringing contracts to the coordinating committee and PNB for review and/or approval based on current policies, and parenthetically see the URL for the coordinating committee contract policy.
That's good.
Move to approve.
Yeah, I second.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing none, 23 is approved. Move on to programming.
Chair, before we go, may I?
Yeah. Nia?
Now, my idea about being responsible for fundraising, do you remember where we had that before we leave that section?
I'm wondering if there was a... I can't remember if we covered it. If there was, it was mentioned in another section.
Oh, yes.
General
administration. Responsible for fundraising such as oversight. Yeah, perfect.
Right.
It could go. Yeah. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, programming, 24. Implementing procedures to enable staff and volunteers from network and affiliate stations to apply for participation in national coverage.
Implementing procedures, you know,
I've heard some...
Yeah, I'm trying to understand it.
Concerns about this.
This is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
I don't know about implementing procedures, but couldn't we say something like to providing opportunity for staff and volunteers from networks and affiliates to apply? You know, it's just a question of opening the door, really. I don't, because each situation might be different.
Yeah.
Provide opportunities for staff and volunteers from network and affiliate stations to apply for participation in national coverage.
I sort of like that. Anybody else have a feeling about this?
No, I have no problem with that.
No problem?
I like it also. This implementing procedures, this top-down thing, I've heard complaints about that.
Yeah, exactly. So provide opportunities for staff and volunteers from network and affiliate stations to apply for participation in national coverage. I think that's more realistic.
I'm sorry, Kathy.
Yeah, go ahead, Kathy.
I would say national coverage and or national programming.
Oh, that's good.
As coverage suggests we're covering an election, but there may be many reasons to have national programming.
Yeah, the next one is the same thing.
Oh, the next one is the thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah, but this is about... Yeah, this is about participation, Sarv.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kathy, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you said what I was going to say.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the 24 as we've corrected it? It now reads, provide opportunities for staff and volunteers from network and affiliate stations to apply for participation in national coverage and or national programming.
So move to approve.
Okay, is there any objection? Hearing none, so number 24 is approved. Number 25, supervising the development of excellent national programming that covers major political and cultural events and topics.
Sounds good to me.
This is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
I mean, I think that this is good in one sense, supervising and developing excellent programming, except that I have felt that the EDs have more wanted to be programmers than administrators. So I don't know how to say that, but to say that they're supervising it when we have all these program directors, to me seems to be out taking their job in one direction and not managing the network.
Ms. Chairman, the SARP.
Oh, Kathy, are you done?
Yeah.
Sarv?
Well, I think that what we have to somehow capture here is to make sure that the supervising part is retained and also that the other thing, that it does happen, that excellent national programming and major political and cultural events, that they are developed of the highest quality, you know? And that, so it's a both kind of, rather than the ED becoming a programmer, him or herself, that we want to make sure, he or she should make sure that it does happen. That's really what it is. So I don't know how to develop that.
Okay, Sarv, are you through?
No, I'm done,
Okay, Nia.
Yeah, I think that as the executive director, this is a communications organization, and I think he or she should be responsible for the development. Because the first one is saying that we changed the first one, but this one, you know, he or she is just supervising the development. Some people might abuse their authority. I do understand that. However, we're hoping to get a reasonable person that would understand and work collaboratively with other people. I think that the person's responsibility is both as an administrator And as someone who wants to make sure that the programming is viable. So I am okay with this.
Yeah, I guess, Kathy, I mean, I sort of see it as supervising and not necessarily supervising. Maybe
yeah.
It's, maybe the word supervising sounds, you know, maybe more hands-on than we're envisioning, like overseeing the development. Oh, hi, Doc. You're very soft. Okay.
I guess I just don't like the word.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I know. I know. Okay.
Hi, Doc. Are you multitasking?
Yeah, we can't hear you, Doc.
Is that better?
That's good.
My, there you go.
Okay. I think it's really important that Edie be involved in this area. And help coordinate it, if not direct hands-on, but there needs to be a bullet in there that says, we expect you to know what's going on with this and to actively move it forward.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, this is Arv.
Yes, Arv.
Also, I think it's the ultimate responsibility of, you know, whether that we are fulfilling the mission of the network, it rests on the ED. You know,
yeah.
All these things, the rest on him or her.
Right.
And we want to make sure that we do not somehow tie them in any way, that they, you know.
Yeah.
And if they somehow abuse something, I think, you know, Pacific National Board can always, you know, look at that, correct that if need to. You know, anyway, that's just my opinion.
Mm. Okay. Kathy, are you at all swayed by any of these arguments?
No, I understand what's being said. I'm concerned that this statement doesn't really say that. Maybe if it was like maybe in collaboration with the stations, you know, something like that, something that shows that it's a collaborative effort and not that it's a sort of top down, this is what's going to happen. You know, I just feel that there needs to be more of a bottom up in developing national programming.
Chair?
Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, but 24 covers that. This one is saying that this person will be leading the development. How about leading?
Yeah, I was thinking ensuring or
ensuring,
facilitating.
Yeah.
Supervising and ensuring the development of excellent national programming.
Or facilitating. Or, yeah, but ensuring is like we want this to happen.
Right.
Right.
Ensuring the development of excellent national programming. How about that? You know, supervising it, well, you know, maybe that's too strong a word, huh? So, you know, day-to-day, they're not going to supervise, but...
Right.
They want to make sure that these things happen.
Can I ask a question?
Nia, is that you?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Right now, the way it works is how? How is it working now? Because people are complaining...
Right.
You know, sometimes unjustifiably so, about the programming. So I think at some point somebody has to be accountable for what is being done. You know, I'm all for autonomy, but as the executive director, I think, you know, I just, like I said earlier, I think that is his or her responsibility.
Yeah, the complaint I hear is that there's not a procedure. So somehow a decision is made, and suddenly, you know, people are informed of it, and they don't understand how it came about.
Okay, but what? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
May I ask a follow-up?
Sure, Nia.
What people specifically? Because if we know what the concerns are, then maybe we could formulate a sentence accordingly. Who are the people that are complaining?
Well,
Kathy, I'd like to be on the stand.
Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
Okay, I think part of the difficulty is that people are feeling cut out of the process, and it tends to be very one-sided in terms of where national programming is developed. And the issue that I personally have with it is that we've had a series of EDs that were more concerned about programming than the actual functioning of the network. And my concern is that we end up with somebody who basically just wants to program. I feel that we've suffered from that. And understand that their core position is not to program the network, but to make sure that we are viable and sustaining. So that's my real concern, that we'll attract someone who basically wants to program. And I don't believe that that's the job of the ED.
Bissar.
Okay. Nia, I didn't mean to not answer your question. I mean, I think that I've heard the same things that Kathy's heard, that some people feel like, how was that decision made? I wasn't, you know, given the opportunity to put something, you know, have input. So it ultimately is the EDs, I guess. Everything, you know, in that area would ultimately be the EDs' responsibility. But the ED, if the question is, do we really want the ED getting in and becoming a programmer?
Ms. Shimon, Ms. Sarb?
Can I ask one more follow-up, please?
Yeah, okay. Nia, before Sarb, go ahead, Nia.
Yeah, when I hear people, I'm asking specifically about the titles. Is it the general managers, program directors, or the people?
Programmers that maybe want to participate. Yeah, programmers.
Okay, so that wouldn't be the fault of the executive director. That would be the fault of the individual program directors.
Well,
but if
I don't...
you say the program directors are complaining, then that would be, again, the general managers and the ED. So maybe I'm thinking of wording here that would help us to move on. Supervising and collaborating the development of excellent national programs.
I've got you, Sarb.
Collaborating.
Nia, can I call on Sarb while you're thinking?
Yes.
Okay, Sarb, go ahead.
I was just going to suggest that the very next item, you know, ensuring the technical systems and structures for production and distribution of programs and so on.
Yeah.
If we could just use the same word, ensuring the development of excellent national programming that covers major political events, I think that should do it, in my view.
I'm sort of in agreement with you.
You know, because I think that OED has a fairly good amount of authority and they can exercise it as appropriate. So, ensuring, you know, that it happens, I think that will invite a more collaborative kind of approach rather than a stick approach.
Yeah, it's not the same as supervising.
Yeah.
Kathy, does that work at all for you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, Nia?
Yeah.
You still working? All right, maybe we can come to a decision on this. 25 now reads, ensuring the development of excellent national programming that covers major political and cultural events and topics. Is it motion to approve?
I vote to approve.
Yeah, 25 and 26.
You want to do 26 in the same breath?
Yeah, we might as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same thing.
Everyone's okay with it.
I believe in expediency.
All right, we have 25 and 26 up for approval.
How many birds do you kill with one stone?
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't talk about killing. Okay.
I have a question.
No,
about
go ahead,
26?
Kathy. Yeah, 26.
It's first stock talks about programs, and then it goes into efficient, transparent functioning of the PMB. I'm not clear on the connection of those two things.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, and...
Oh, that was a good catch, Kathy.
And, yeah, I noticed that. It seems to sort of cover the whole, you know, universe. However, I'm not sure the ED is in a very good position to ensure the efficient, transparent functioning of the PMB. In fact, I'm not sure they could accomplish that.
Mr. Chairman, could I suggest to remove that part?
Yeah.
Before you do that, Chair, there's that contradiction in the bylaws that says, I forgot the wording, that the ED is, I'm just paraphrasing now, is the chief somebody of the PNB. So, remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that distinctly.
I'm sorry, I'm not clear.
Do you have your bylaws, Jack?
Yeah, I've got them. I'm trying to find the...
Yeah, there's that contradiction about the ED's powers and duties or whatever. It's a contradiction. That's why I call them by-flaws.
Okay. Executive Director.
Bylaws. Okay.
Yeah, I've got it here. Okay, subject to the control of the board, the executive director shall have general supervision, direction, and control of the business and the officers of the foundation and the primary responsibility for implementing the directives, decisions, and policies of the foundation and the board pertaining to administration, personnel, programming, financing, and public relations.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. The executive director shall be the general manager, chief executive officer, and chief administrator of the foundation.
We could take it out because that's not what's being practiced. But just I just want to remind folks that contradiction is there.
This is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
Could we just separate that out of 26 and try to reform it into something more coherent and allow 26 to be ensuring that technical systems, equipment, and structures adequate for the production and distribution of programs are maintained.
Yeah.
And this efficient, transparent functioning needs to be reworked because I don't think it makes sense.
Maybe it doesn't even fit here.
Yeah. I agree. I like the idea of taking it out, and I'm not quite sure where it would go back in because
it seems like
the chair of the board is responsible for this PMB functioning.
Right.
I wouldn't saddle ED with it.
No.
Okay. Was that Kathy wanting to speak?
I was just thinking that it might mean, you know, in terms of providing technology for the broadcast of the PMB meetings and committee meetings. So I could see it being added if it meant just in terms of the broadcasting, you know, like this call being streamed.
Yes.
So if it was put in that way,
yeah,
then it would make sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. And also, to facilitate.
Well, it may be, I'm sorry, Kathy, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Kathy.
Well, maybe if we put, distribution of programs and maybe just, public broadcasts of PMB and committee meetings be maintained.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Also, public. Does broadcast include webcast, or do we need to specify that separately?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sarv.
Yeah, Sarv, go ahead.
Does it? You know, we're going to have lots of internal procedures on accomplishing some of these things. And the bylaws are explicit in as far as, you know, our committee meetings and so on. And I wonder if we should put that, put this part in this ED job description. That's kind of a generic document. And I'm hesitant because the more places we put these things, and whenever there's some kind of contradiction, then we cause more confusion. And I'm just wondering if we should limit it to, you know, just one place. And here, it's just about programming, essentially, and
yeah.
If we can just stick to that. I'm debating in my own mind. I'm just wondering.
I know. You're saying that we'll have board policies
Right. Scattered
into the ED job description.
Right. Right, and
yeah,
and maybe we just should leave it that little part out, and you know, because we'll have many, many places to take care of that anyway.
Yeah,
we'll just call John L. Mella or Odie.
So you would say strike it all together.
That's what I think. I'm inclined towards that.
Okay, anyone else have a viewpoint here?
I like ending
that sentence, are maintained, and just...
Yeah.
Kathy, did you say you agree?
I agree, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe we'll just take out that clause about the PMB. So then 26 will read, ensuring that technical systems, equipment, and structures adequate for the production and distribution of programs are maintained.
Yeah.
Beat number 26.